Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3. That was Madison and Kerosene. Hey, it's David Mann. We now have another edition of Wednesday Wisdom for you. On the line with me is the Regional Director of the Fellowship of Evangelical Baptist Churches in Ontario, formerly lead pastor of Emmanuel Baptist, Rick Buck. And Rick, we want to help equip our listeners. How would you communicate to someone that God is real, that he exists? What would be your go-to argument if you were in an elevator with someone?
Yeah, first argument for the existence of God that I might turn to is just a simple one. It's an observational one. As you look out into the world, you see beauty, you see design, you see complexity, you see information. Take the example of a robot walking into a room. Most of us, if we saw a modern-day technological, advanced robot today walk into a room, communicate, interact with, and all of that, most of us would marvel at that. We would say, who created that? Who designed that? That is just the complexity of that, the design, the information, the intelligence, all of it sort of shouts out, well, who created this? Then I compare that to, a human being walks into the room and does everything and more that a robot does. But also has self-awareness, has the ability to reflect on their own thoughts, and has feelings and emotions. It has all kinds of dynamics beyond what a robot has. And then we say, but that human being just happened by chance. It just came out of a purposeless sort of goo in the universe, and it was an accident. And it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. When we think about the fact that we look at a robot and we see design, complexity, beauty, information, intelligence, and we say, someone created that. When you look at human beings and the created order, it shouts, who created this? And so for me, and I think that's why many people who even aren't believers, they have a metaphysical connection with creation. There's something other in creation, and it causes them to marvel because there's something powerful about the created order that speaks to us about something great and beyond us.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's really practical, too, the robot comparison. I think people can understand that. All right, Pastor Rick, if you could make one more argument for God's existence, what would you turn to next?
There is a second argument that I would make as well that's a fascinating one, but it's a little harder to follow. And that is this, that, practical though. You can't make sense of, a world with meaning, with morality, without God. And why I say this is, a lot of people will use the argument, well, how can there be a good and all-powerful God if there's so much suffering in the world?
Right.
The reality of suffering, if you believe in suffering and believe in injustice, and you believe that there are things that are wrong in the universe, actually is an argument for God.
Right.
Because you can't even identify it as bad or as suffering or as unjust unless there's a standard by which to judge it so. And so C.S. Lewis used to put it this way. He used to say, you would not know what a crooked line is unless you knew what a straight line was. You have to know what a straight line is to judge something as crooked. And the truth is, you can't really meaningfully speak of immorality or something being morally bad or unjust or bad in itself, suffering. You can't really speak of those things unless there's a standard of good by which to judge it so. And if there is a standard of good by which to judge it so, you must ask, where did that come from? Where did it come from? And the only thing that can answer that is something that placed that in us, someone who created that standard itself, God. Existentially, you can't have meaning, you can't have morality, you can't have purpose, you can't have any of that without, and even our communication is senseless. What we're talking about right now makes no sense if there is no God.